What's up, guys? It's Coach D, and this is another episode of the Dog Whisperer Podcast. We're going to start this episode off a little bit different. I'm going to explain a couple of things to you, the direction that we're starting to go as far as the podcast is concerned, how Anchor FM wants me to kind of start navigating, and then we'll get into the episode. So the first thing I want you to know is that we will start uploading a new episode every single day. So you will get a new podcast episode every day of the week. And the topics will be a little bit different. So it won't be only sports-based. We'll definitely jump into a lot of different topics having to do with the mind, the mental aspect of being an athlete, being a coach, being a mentor, being anyone dealing with the process of being in that spotlight, in that world of sports and competitive nature. So definitely want to kind of touch bases with you all, kind of let you know what I've been going through a little bit. A lot of you have been reaching out to me, and I definitely appreciate all the love that I've been getting from you. So I'm definitely going to kind of shed some light on what I think that God has placed on my heart to let you know. And hopefully this touches a lot of the coaches out there, maybe some of the parents, some of the athletes, whoever it touches. I hope it at least touches one person and kind of shifts your mind and prepares you to keep moving forward and keep fighting and keep going down this journey that God has you on. We'll be right back. All right, so today we're going to talk about change. Okay, it's something that most people are afraid of, and even myself, being that I've never been the type to be rooted. You know, I've never been the type to just stay put in one place and feel like I have to be there, because I tend to get a little bit claustrophobic with feeling trapped, with feeling like I can't go as I please and go where I want. So I've never been the type to just really just stay in one place too long. So one thing about change, though, is that it's definitely necessary. Even in a good way, even if you're doing what God has called you to do, at some point there has to be a shift and there has to be a change. There has to be kind of a, you know, bit of a shift in balance, if you might say. Like, you have to kind of feel a little bit of turbulence in order to kind of get you to go the direction that God is trying to lead you to. And lately, what I've been experiencing is the feeling of not knowing how to deal with not being able to be a part of that change in everybody. I have, by nature, you know, my parents and my sister, you know, myself, we're all beings of just trying to wanting to help everybody. We want everyone to be good. We want everybody to be great. We want everybody to be their best self. We want everybody to be, you know, secure and not struggling with anything. So every way that I could, I always try to help. Growing up, I always see my mom trying to help. I always see my dad trying to help. So it comes naturally for me to just want to be that agent of change and help for everybody. So lately, what I've been experiencing is that weight of not seeing the change that I know can occur in people, you know. I deal with athletes mainly, so that's really where it's at. Everything is usually centered around a sport when it comes to the type of change that I'm able to help implement in people's lives. And the thing that I had to learn, well, not had to learn, but I'll say the thing that sunk into me finally today when talking with a friend of mine, Takita, thing that sinks in now is that being a warrior of God, you have to also understand that you're still just a substitute teacher here on this earth. You're not God. You know, you can't force anything. Your will isn't going to be done all the time. Excuse the background noise. I'm walking outside, so everything about this episode is a little bit unorthodox for me. But like I was saying, you can't expect that everything that you want to be done will always be done. You can't force things to happen. You're not God himself. You're a warrior of God. You're a agent of God. You're the substitute teacher for God's classroom. So at the end of the day, when you walk into that classroom, it's up to each individual student how they decide to take you, how they decide to respect you or not respect you, how they decide to appreciate you or not appreciate you, how they decide to either listen to you or not listen to you. It's up to each student. And then it's up to the teacher when they come back to deal with those students that didn't do what they were being asked to do. Because at the end of the day, when God sends you into someone's life and they tell you, I'm instructing you to present this to them, I'm instructing you to give them the ability, the resources, the options to make those changes. And when they don't, you turn it back over to me. You've did your part. That's the hardest thing for someone that has that nature of wanting to save lives. That's the hardest thing to do, is to just let it go, knowing maybe it did not work out. So I've been in this slumber, just with this weight heavy on my heart, on my, just my chest has been just this heavy feeling of feeling like I'm letting everybody down. But knowing now, you know what, I am just a substitute. And at the end of the day, the changes I've made in my life, no matter who helped me, no matter what resources were presented to me, no matter how many people, you know, come in and give you advice, you know, it doesn't matter. Until you decide for yourself that you're going to change, until you decide that I'm going to listen to this advice that I'm getting, I'm going to listen to these mentors that I have, I'm going to listen to the people that are helping me and telling me by their experiences what I should not be doing. It's up to me to make that choice to actually listen. So in all, change is really within myself, correct? So I'm really the one making the change. I'm just being chauffeured along. I'm being directed by someone who's probably, and more than likely, because I'm a spiritual being, being sent by God to put these things in my ears. Up to me to listen, though. It's up to me to respect that substitute teacher that comes into my classroom. So I'm going to leave you with this, because today I feel really light. Today I feel probably the best I've felt in a very, very long time. I feel like I have listened, and I feel like for the last few months I've stopped listening to God. I've heard his voice, but I've stopped listening to God. And so now God has started placing people into my life to give me his message, because the same message has been coming to me for the last 8 months. The same message over and over and over by different people every single month. I hear the same message. And I think today, at my most heaviest of times, and I won't say, like, I'm not depressed, and I'm not, you know, mad or angry or anything of those things. I was weighted down by the feeling of letting people down, the feeling of trying to carry other people's change. And I can't do that. You can't do that. You know, as a coach, as a mentor, as a parent, as a friend, as a husband, as a wife, as a sibling, whatever role you are in whoever's life, you can't take on their change. You can assist them. You can be that ear for them. You can be that guy for them. You can motivate them, encourage them, give them the advice, let them know what you've been through. You can do all those things, but you cannot put that weight on your shoulder to say, if they don't change, I have failed. Because you haven't. You did exactly what God has called you to do. You have served your purpose. And some people's purpose is not forever. Sometimes you're brought into people's lives just to meet other people. Sometimes, you know, the circumstances that come along with people lead you down a path that leads you to the people that God really needs you to connect with. And in order for you to be in the place mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, for you to do what God is calling you to do in those people's lives, for you to sow into those people's lives, or for you to receive what they're trying to sow into you, you have to first understand that you have to let go of that feeling, that weight of feeling like you have to carry everybody else's change. You have to let that go. I have to let that go. So I wanted to give you this message today because there was a message that was given to me this morning, and it was one that it touched differently this morning. You know, along with my own prayers and along with my own thoughts, it touched a lot different. It hit a lot different, and it lifted that weight instantly. Like, I've never felt that feeling of God's presence like I did this morning. And when I tell you, it lifted so much weight off of my chest, off of my shoulders. Like, just everything has lifted. Just understanding that you're not failing if they don't change. I had to change for myself. You have to change for yourself. The people whose lives you encounter have to change for themselves. Thank you for tuning in to the Dog Whisperer Podcast. Once again, we are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and most definitely sponsored by Anchor FM. So definitely check us out there. If you have any questions, concerns, or any message that you want me to talk about here, just hit me up on Instagram at the Dog Whisperer. That's T-H-A Dog, D-A-W-G, Whisperer. And I will definitely get back at you. Once again, thank you for listening. Be encouraged.